Did he do his own cooking?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Was he a good cook?
Not bad. I don't think he baked it. He didn't bake, but he did. He was a great one for pork. He always had a pork roast every week. And of course he'd buy his cakes. I don't know if he was much for cakes really, but he always did his own, make his own suppers and that.
Besides pork, is there anything else that you remember that he used to make?
Corned beef and cabbage. But he was a great one for pork. He liked pork, and he always had a pork roast every weekend. He had a pork roast.
Did he have people over for dinner very often?
Oh, no, not very much, no. Except he would have, as I say, these other bridge builders and that would come over. And, well, I guess pretty well, sometimes quite often on a Sunday they would, and he'd have them for dinner, supper.
Did he drink?
Yes. Not to excess or anything like that, but he did have the odd drink, yes.
Did he ever make his own?
No, not that I know of, no. No.
Could you describe the front room in general terms to us? When you walked through the door, what was
the
first impression?
As you went in, just at the door, he had his chairs, then he had a table, and then he had a chair, wasn't a comfortable chair, but it was an armchair, a chair with arms that he sat at mostly. And then up above him, he had his clock, and then his gramophone was there. And on the other side, he had one of those, what would you call it, sort of a buffet affair, you know, where he had his pots and pans underneath, and he used to keep his, sugar and salt and that. And then there was a stove. And I think that was about all he had. Oh, and then where did he have all his chairs? I think he had did he have a rocking chair? I don't know if he had a rocking chair or not. He had one or two chairs, but that was all.
Was there anything on the floor?
He had no linoleum on the floor.
What about the back room?
The back room, he just had, he had a large bed. You know, I would say a three-quarter bed anyways, of course, an old fashioned, you know that. And he had, and a dresser. It was all that was in this room, in the back room.
Was there a curtain across the doorway?
I don't think there was a door between the kitchen and the bedroom.
So as you remember it was just an open doorway?
Yes. Yes, I don't think there was a door. There isn't a door on it now, is there?
No, it's just an open.
No, I don't think, there wasn't a door. No, I'm pretty sure there wasn't. He didn't have room. You know, actually, to open the door.
Did you ever go down in the basement?
Oh, yeah. He had his... When they got the water, that's right, he had his bathroom down the basement.
After they got the water?
Yes, he had his bathroom in the basement.
What had he done before that? Just an outhouse?
Just an outhouse, yeah.
What?
And then he had his tools. He had tools, you know, he had a lot of tools. He had an axe grinder and saws and I can't remember. Oh, and I think he had his wood piled up. And then, of course, right under where the stove was, because the chimney went right down to the basement. And he had it in his bathroom, like where he had his bathroom. It wasn't a door that opened, it was a sliding door. And he had a stove in his bathroom. The chimney went right down, and he just had one of those those pot-bellied stoves, like a tin stove. He had it in his bathroom.
Was the basement always there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
He had built the house with a basement in
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes, he had. They had, you know, you walk around the side and three steps down into the basement.
Do you know if he ever went to church?
No, I don't think so. No.
Was he much for politics?
I couldn't tell you. He was an Orangeman.
An Orangeman?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said that he knew everybody in the neighborhood quite well.
Oh, yes.
And the kids, too.
Oh, yes, he knew everybody. Oh, yes, the kids. He was awfully good to kids. He was awfully good to kids. I remember one time we lived on the next lot at that time. We didn't have this house. It was another, some people came in after we'd all been here. We had this lot, and my father, he had to sell it because he couldn't afford to keep it because my dad lost his eye and he just wasn't working. So we had to sell this one lot, and the people built this house here, and they had a bunch of kids too, and then there was us. And one time he built a teeter-totter for his kids, and I can remember it so well. Fortunately, I wasn't in on it, but all these kids were on this teeter-totter, and it was quite a broad plank, but the plank broke. And Tom, of course, he went and he got some spikes, and he nailed this plank. Well, one of the kids that lived in this house was looking over it, and the nail sprung and got him right in the eye. And, of course, my dad had just lost his eye, too. This little boy, he lost his eye, too. Poor Tom, it just really killed him. It just upset him so terribly much. And this little boy had, you know, was leaning over when he was, and the nail sprung and went right in his eye and took his eye out. And it really upset Tom terribly. Because Tom was very, very fond of kids anyways. He was awfully good with the kids. And he always, another thing he always had was those Scotch peppermints. And it didn't matter what kids came down, they always got peppermints.
You used to buy those?
Oh, yeah, those Scotch mints, you know, those hard, quite hard mints. Oh, yeah, that's Tom's favorite candy.
Did he ever make candy to give to kids?
I believe he made toffee. I believe he did. But he always had these Scotch mints. He always had, he had them in a jar, you know. All the kids always got their mints.
Did he do anything special at Christmas time? Did he celebrate Christmas?
No. I can't remember what he did at Christmas. I believe when he got in... I don't even remember coming up to our place at Christmas time. Whether he was away, he must have been away or something. And then, you know, this Edna Scott, well, her mother, he was very, very friendly with them. And I think maybe he used to go to their place for Christmas. Oh, and then there were some people that he had downtown that he was very, they were great friends of his. I guess he went there for Christmas. You know, people by the name of Myers. But I don't ever remember him coming up to our place. I don't remember him coming up to our place. And yet we always had a tree and that, you know, I can't remember him at Christmas time. Isn't that funny? No, I can't remember him at Christmas time. Yet he always bought gifts for us.